When this man saw a need about a century ago, he began his own town to help young men succeed. Today, the name of the place is synonymous with helping the most challenged find a place to call home. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The story began about a century ago.
In 1917, Father Flanagan created Boys Town. It was a home for children of all races and religions, and these were boys that nobody else wanted in society, and Father Flanagan said, I want to help these children and heal families at the same time.
Tom Lynch is director of community programs at Boys Town.
Once Father Flanagan founded Boys Town, he never really had a permanent home in the city of Omaha. And when he went to purchase property in 1921, neighbors objected because he had all these children, different races and religions living together. So he said, I'm going to move to the country and create a community where I'll be free and independent. So that's why he left the city and went 10 miles out and established the community of Boys Town.
While Flanagan did find plenty of young men in need in the immediate area, many boys found him instead.
In the early days of Boys Town, the children would come to us because in America there was no support system for these children. They had court systems, would send children to reform schools or orphanages, but these were really not places where children could thrive and have an education. And that's why Boys Town was different. The children would come here, they were taught a trade, had an education, and were treated as a family member.
The need, though, quickly outpaced Flanagan's ability to care for the masses.
During the height of the Great Depression in the 1920s, on average, 5 to 10 boys a day would come to the doors at Boys Town and asked to live here, and Father Flanagan would have to send him away because he didn't have the money or the food to take care of them, and that's when he vowed he'd create a village for 1,000 boys, which he achieved by 1949.
Boys Town did grow. Today, about 1,000 acres on this campus alone, with many homes, schools, and chapels. But there's much more to the story as we travel the countryside in Boys Town, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.